Hallelujah! Give the Lord a shout! A big shout unto Jesus! Clap your hands and please be seated. Find a place to sit. God's power is going to move here mightily. Tonight we are blessed to have the Minister for Religion and the Presidency with us tonight. And it's my joy to welcome him here to bring us a greeting. Let's put our hands together for our minister. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It is my honor to stand before you,
evangelist.
It's also my privilege also to stand before you, the people of Bedbridge. I come from this district. I'm glad to be here as we work together with this team. I've been with the team since we started in Kadoma. I'm glad that we are in Bedbridge today. It is by God's grace that Bedbridge has been remembered. Zimbabwe would not be complete without Bedbridge. I thought I'm talking to somebody tonight. I'm saying Zimbabwe would not be complete without Bedbridge. The favor of the Lord has come on upon us. And Zimbabwe will never be the same again. As we leave this place tomorrow for Gwanda, keep praying for the spirit of unity. Let's pray for the spirit of oneness and togetherness. We thank you, evangelist, for bringing us the spirit of oneness. Let's put our hands together for the Lord. Greetings to you all in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Clap your hands and let's appreciate our Minister for Religion of the Presidency. Your hand clap is very weak. We are about to receive the servant of God. And I want to say to those walking up and down at the back, you are not allowed to move around. Everyone in this stadium at this time is either sitting or standing. No one should move about. And I would like to have some few ushers at the back to please maintain order there. No chatting and no walking about at the back. The servant of God is about to minister the word of God tonight. And you cannot distract us at all. Hallelujah. I still see some people moving. Don't move. Stand where you are. Is everybody ready to receive what God has for us tonight? Then please remain seated as we welcome Ida to prepare our hearts to receive the servant of God.
How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. dries away his tears. Oh. It makes the wounded spirit whole and calms the troubled breast. It's manna to the hungry soul and to the weary rest. See, it makes the wounded spirit whole. It calms the troubled breast. It is manna to the hungry soul and to the weary rest. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear, because it soothes his sorrows, heals his wounds, and drives away his fear. Shepherd, my friend, my prophet, priest, and king. My life, my Lord, my way, my end. Accept the praise I bring. Jesus, my Savior, shepherd, friend, my prophet, my priest, and my You are my Lord, my life, my way, my end. Accept the praise I bring. Oh, how sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. It soothes his sorrows, heals his wounds.
Clap your hands for Jesus. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds. Tonight I'm excited that Jesus Christ is going to be preached to us. And there is a man anointed by God to preach the words of Jesus and the power of Jesus. I can't wait to hear him speak tonight. Let's rise to our feet in Bidebridge and receive the words of Jesus from Evangelist Doug Hewitt Mills.
Tonight, lift your hands up to the Lord. Father, thank you for the opportunity we have today. Guide us by your mighty Holy Spirit. Let your will be done. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. We welcome you. We welcome the angels. We welcome superior powers. Powers that will be working in Bainbridge. behalf of the Lord for years to come. Thanks, Jesus, for the blessing of for this city and for the blessing for the people of Baybridge. We give you praise. Father, we thank you. Come, Holy Spirit, and have your way. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. I want to thank, first of all, the chairman of the pastors' committees and all the wonderful pastors of Baybridge for welcoming us to your wonderful city. We have been glad to be here and to be with you for these few days. Amen. If you had not welcomed us, we could not come here.
Rikobonga bonga vafunzi vapa no Baybridge ma chairman tangwe ni singori tanganedza ro vadwa ri sofana.
We also want to thank our senator for being here with us and for your support for the crusade.
Rikobonga bo senator nga uri tikedza kha crusade ino.
We also thank our minister for religion at the presidency, Dr. Molea. I got it right. Molea, yes. He has greatly supported the crusade from Kadoma with the powerful backing of the presidency throughout. So why don't you give the Minister of Religion, Dr. Molea, a mighty clap offering.
Rikobonga uva na vodokotela vo Molea vane vange kha presidents vo ritikedza ubva Kadoma usvika zvino.
I want to use this opportunity to say thank you to the government and the president for allowing us to be in Zimbabwe. How many know that if they don't want us to come, they'll say, no, 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 too busy now, and that will be it. Simple. But they have opened the door, and so God bless the government for opening the door for Jesus to bless Zimbabwe. Clap for the Lord Jesus, amen, and clap for the government.
Rikobonga government ya Zimbabwe urutengera urite crusade pano. Niko diva wewe tawo vori hai roarso dvarna crusade I.
Amen.
Amen.
Now tonight is your night for a great miracle.
Madekona ndi madekwana ama dembe mahulu.
Nobody is going to listen. Nobody is going to go out of this place the same.
Auna na dova ka brege ino oraro.
You know, the Bible says he sent his word and healed them.
Bibilini kor oruma ifilawe uri arifodze.
Amen.
Amen.
He sent what? His word.
Boruma mini ifilabo.
So tonight, as you listen to the word of God, healing is coming into your life.
Nichite chelesa ifilamu dzimu ufodza uko da kabuchiro vao.
Now, wherever the gospel is preached, and wherever the gospel is preached, development and progress. You see, the gospel is light. So wherever the gospel is allowed, light and progress comes to that place.
Une achumerwa ivangeli, uko vanambela panda ngauri ivangeli ndicheza.
If you go around the world, you see, where the gospel has not been allowed, darkness and backwardness have dominated those places.
Naya mashangoni ote apo usatendele uchumela ivangeli swiswi likobusa.
So tonight, as the gospel is allowed here in Zimbabwe and in Baybridge, light and advancement and progress are coming into your city.
Saunga vangeli lotangane dzapano Baybridge mvera panda ivo verera zvino Bridgein.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, tonight, I want to share with you about the two sides of Jesus Christ. The two sides of Jesus Christ. Jesus the healer, and Jesus the savior, and Jesus Christ the judge.
Jesus Christ muchizi, na Jesus Christ judge.
Jesus Christ the Savior is found in Matthew 1 verse 21. It says, and Christmas is coming. These are the verses we use at Christmas. She shall bring forth a son And thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins.
Utobe bangwana ane afi Yesu ngauri udoncha vhathu vhawe zwivhini.
And then Jesus Christ, the judge. I charge you therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom.
Ndikoni tutuweza nga Jesu Christu judge, ane adovonara achi judge achi vonara makoreni.
Jesus Christ is having two different sides. Can you give me one of your coins? I need a coin, one of your Zimbabwe coins. I had one at the other crusade. Anybody?
Mungu anenga mpa chelede ya Zimbabwe ya coin.
I will give it back to you, I promise.
Just
one coin.
Mtipeti.
One. You got one right here? Okay. This one is very small. You have a bigger one. Okay. This one is a little bigger. Yeah, okay. This one says on one side, 25.
Rungo 25.
But on the other side, it says 2014.
Equal to 2014.
So if you look at it like this,
you
see 2014. So you think, oh, that's 2014. Very nice.
And 2014.
But if you turn it around, the same thing. When you look at it, you don't see 2014, you see 25.
Hey!
How can one thing have two pictures? But it is the same thing. How can one thing be both savior and at the same time judge?
Jesu abamuchizi abajaji. Zviko itari ani hani.
Wow.
One.
That is the two sides of Jesus Christ.
Nditungo mbiri dza Yesu Kristu.
And they are so different.
Ende dzofambana dzosiyana.
One of them, Jesus is smiling.
Ngarwo tungo Jesu kosecherera.
And his arms are open.
Ende o vhura zvanda.
And he saying, come my dear, come.
Ukori dhani, idhani.
One of them, Jesus is a swimmer. He's diving into the water to save you from the water. The other one, his face is straight. His face is full of anger and judgment and painful judgment.
Hey!
You know, I always remember this story of a young man who was swimming in the river. Do you have any river in Baitbridge? I don't think you have a river. You have a river here?
Yes.
What is it called?
Limpopo.
Limpopo River. Is there water in that river? Okay. But anyway, one day a young boy was swimming in the river. Or the sea, I think it was a lake actually, and he started drowning.
Momutanga obachko bambera tumanuera mrambon.
And there was a man walking by.
Unamunadiko chimbira nepotini.
And he saw the boy was drowning.
Awonam tanga achko nuera.
He was wearing a suit with a tie.
Ova tie ya wambara na suit.
Like this.
Sanne.
Nice suit and tie.
Wambara suitu na vagi na tie ya vud. Hey.
But he took off his suit. And took off even his trousers. And jumped into the water. And swam to where the boy was going down. The boy was going.
And he took
the boy and brought him. You have to be a very good swimmer to save a drowning man. Very dangerous because they will hold you and pull you down. But he was good, huh? And he brought him to the ground. And the boy was almost dead. But he revived him. And people came around. So he got his trousers, put it back on. And took out his complimentary card. Do you have a complimentary card? If somebody can give me your complimentary card. Nobody here has a complimentary card. I need one complimentary card.
Aha.
Thank you. Hey. So he gave a complimentary card to the boy. He said, this is my number. This is my phone, everything. When he looked at the complimentary card, he was a lawyer.
He
showed him his offices. So later, he called him and the man said, come. When he went to see the man, the man said, I want to adopt you and help you in your schooling. So, from that time, he started to give him money and look after him. And so the boy went to school, and this man was like his uncle.
Hey.
But after some time, this boy started to do bad things and started to move around with bad friends. And he lost contact with the man. Yes. So, one day, the boy went on an operation with a gang. Stealing. Killing. Doing bad things. But this time, he was caught by the police and was sent to the prison. So now it was time to go to
court.
Finally, the day came and the man was in the suit, prisoner's uniform, and he went to the court. He was shaking. Because if the judge decides it's going to be, when he entered the judge courtroom, he received the shock of his life. Do you know who was the judge? The man who was saving him in the river some years ago. He could not believe it. As soon as he saw the man, he smiled. What? Then he waved. He waved at the judge. And the judge, because he was in a judge's chair, couldn't wave and all that, but he just nodded his head. The boy was very happy. So, you know, court takes some weeks. When he went back to the prison, he told his friends, my uncle is the judge. My uncle is the judge. And I am going to be free by all means. You see, the man used to be a lawyer, but it is lawyers who become judges. So he had become a judge.
Judge.
Yeah. And when he knew him, he was a lawyer, but now he was a judge. Yeah. If you want to be a judge, you become a lawyer first, then later you be a judge. He told his friends in the prison, I have his complimentary card. So after some weeks, it was the last day of court and it was the final judgment. So the boy told all his friends in the prison, I'm going home. Today is my last day with all of you prisoners. So he shared all the things he had. He had some food, he said, yes. All his things he gave to all his friends. Bye-bye. My uncle is the judge. And I will be free. Hey. So they went to court. And finally the judge stood up. You know that when they are going to sentence, sometimes the judge sings a kind of song. Heyo, heyo, heyo. They have some words they say. The boy was just looking at his time because he had planned to go to Nando's after the judgment. Hey!
Hey!
And then the judge declared, I declare you are guilty and you are going to be killed and hung. The boy shouted, wah! Uncle, Uncle Tom, Uncle Tom, Uncle Tom, it is me. It is me. You remember, you look after me. And the judge said, shh, quiet. Security, quiet him. I declare and sentence you to hang by your head until you die. The boy started poo-pooing on himself and wee-weeing at the same time. My uncle, how can you do this to me? You've been so kind to me in the past. Uncle! And the security guards took him, uncle! 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 This is how people will be crying, Jesus!
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 Jesus! Jesus Christ is like this coin. Two sides. Today in Baitbridge, we are all looking at one side. That is the nice side of Jesus. But very soon, we are going to see the other side. And somebody say, is it the same Jesus? I'll only ask you, is it the same coin? Yes, it is the same coin. It has two sides. And by the way, God's judgment is always fair. Yes. As for human judgment, it's fraught with, even the judge himself is a sinner. There are judges who can even be bribed. But Jesus cannot be bribed with a Samsung television. You cannot give Jesus a 42-inch television and say, Jesus, have this 42-inch and don't say, judge me.
42-inch television.
Hey! Listen to this. Jesus told the story. He said, there was a certain rich man called, he didn't give his name, but one Bible says his name was Dives. And this rich man was clothed in purple. You see, Purple is the color of rich people. Is there somebody with purple? Yes. This one. This is the color of the rich man's. He was clothed in purple and linen. Every day he never changes his color. And he fed sumptuously every single day. And there was a certain beggar called Lazarus. And Lazarus was laid at the gate. He was laid. They carried him to lie at the gate of the rich man. Most of the time he was lying down like this. But when the rich man was passing by, he would get up and ask for crumbs. Hey, please. Nyama. Bones. Chicken. Chicken. Please. And the Bible says he was covered with sores. Sores. Long sores. There are sores that are long. They cover. It's called buruli ulcer in medicine. Buruli ulcer, like this. Moreover, the dogs came to lick his sores. In the morning, about seven dogs.
Number seven.
Their tails wagging. And then the sores were covered with blood and yellow, greenish, reddish, brownish mucus liquid, like a sticky liquid was coming out. And the dogs loved it. It was like toffee for them. Every day they would come to lick. And they were quarreling over which leg. And a white dog and a brown dog, a black and white, brown, they were all, and he would be sleeping, and the dogs were licking his sores every day. Go and read your Bible, you see it's there. And it came to pass, one day the poor man died. You see, poor people die before rich people. So the poor man died before the rich man in the storm.
So,
and the Bible says, when he died, angels came and carried him to Abraham's bosom. Wow.
Wow.
So you see, when you die, there is a man inside called the hidden man. That is when he comes out. So the poor man was, he just died. And he died, he fell down. But the spirit wake up and you see the body lying on the floor. And the Bible says angels came around the poor man. Angels and escorted him. Bible says they carried him to heaven. Wow. How many want? Do you know why? There are demons all over the place. If you die, they will attack you immediately. Straight. And they'll take you down. That's why God has to send angels. So the Bible says the rich man, he was having a good time. He had all the rich men have a lot of girlfriends in Zimbabwe. In Zimbabwe, do rich men have a lot of girlfriends? Come, I need three young girls. Come, one, two, three. Second row. Okay, come. Three, four girlfriends. Come. Come upstage. The rich man was having a good time with his girlfriends. And he was drinking whiskey. He was smoking.
And
then he was enjoying with his girlfriend. Come on, girlfriend. No, you know how to be girlfriend. You don't know how to be girlfriends. Come on. Look at these people. They are pretending.
Girlfriends.
Come on. I want to see action, man.
Whoa.
I don't feel this girlfriend. You are not good girlfriends. I'll sack all of you. The rich man was, come, girlfriends, come on. You have to smile.
Wow!
But one day,
the
rich man had a heart attack. And he fell down.
Our
girlfriends, go away.
Girlfriends, go away.
And when you die, you wake up. Yes. For judgment. So he got up. And he saw his body lying there. Maybe in the hospital. And this time, no angels. Go and read. Go and read. When you go home, go and read your Bible. No angel came to see the rich man. Demons.
My
demons. Demons.
My demons.
Came.
Ada.
Hey.
Ada.
Ah.
Ada.
Ah.
Ada.
Wow.
Ada.
Oh God.
Kem.
Oh God.
Ada.
Oh God.
Ada.
Oh God.
Ah. Watch out! Go shout out the part.
Hey. And he went down to hell. Down into hell. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. It looks funny. But this is what happens every day. All the people who died in Zimbabwe today, who did not know God, they died and they descended into hell. Those who died in accidents, in the hospital, from HIV, aunties, old people, friends who died, they didn't know God. Bible says the wicked and those who forget God shall be turned into hell. Listen carefully. Listen very carefully. And the Bible says in hell, he was in torment. He looked around. Very dark. He could see creatures. Somebody once said to me, oh, as for me, I'm going to hell. I'm going to play music with Bob Marley and all the other singers are going to be in hell. We are going to have a good time. Listen, there is no electricity in hell. No music. And he lifted up his eyes. And he saw Father Abraham. Far. And he saw Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried, Father Abraham,
Abraham,
have mercy on me. Mercy? Mercy? Listen, that is why we came to
Bedbridge.
If you want mercy, you have to ask now. Don't ask when it's too late. After you die and you go to hell, everything you ask for, the answer is no.
No.
Father
Abraham.
Have mercy. Abraham said no. No more mercy. Mercy is finished. No mercy. Please send Lazarus. Because he could see Lazarus. Lazarus was drinking water. Please send Lazarus to dip his finger. Lazarus still had a finger. You see, finger is part of the hand, is part of the arm, is part of the body. So Lazarus still has a body. And he said, let him dip his finger in water and cool my tongue. So he still has a tongue. And the tongue is inside the head. And the head is part of the body. So he's describing a man. He said, let him dip his finger in water and cool my tongue. Ah. So he has a tongue even though he's in hell.
Zimo ori kalazaro umubona mubiri wawo farana zwanda zwo farana ulimo ro farana zwote zwihone.
Hey. Father Abraham, I beg you. You don't have any idea. You don't have any idea what is this right here? I beg you. You don't know. Father Abraham, I was a businessman. I beg you. I just need one drop of water. Abraham said no.
Abraham said no.
Finished. No.
No.
And he told him, he said, do you remember? You remember the crusade at Baybridge? You remember that guy who came to preach? You remember the pastor? You remember the church? You remember? Why remember? Because you still have a mind. Your mind will be alive when you are dead. He said, you remember. You remember. You came to the crusade to do something bad. Instead of listening to the preaching. Remember. That Lazarus in his lifetime received evil things. And likewise, thou receivest good things. But now he is comforted and thou art tormented. And besides all this, there is between us and you a great gulf. So that they that will pass from thence to hence cannot. And they that will pass from hence to thence cannot. Before you go, if you won't give me water, I want to tell you, I have five brothers. I have five brothers just like me. My brothers, they are just like me. They will come here.
To send.
I beg you. Tell Lazarus to go as a missionary, as an evangelist. Send him. Abraham said no.
Abraham, no.
No evangelism. No crusade. No witnessing. If I was to send Lazarus from the dead, nobody would believe that a dead person. If I told you I died last year and I came back after 3 months, will you believe it? Nobody here will believe.
Yes. If now the rumor of foul,
then he said, they have the prophets. They have the pastors. Prophets. You are supposed to preach about hell. Today, prophets are only preaching about money. Pastors are only preaching about prosperity. You are supposed to preach about hell to warn the people.
Yes.
Listen to me, my friend. Look at my hand. God sent me to warn you.
and to invite you, all of you far away, wherever you are, you can hear me. God told me to warn you. What I showed you now, how the rich man went down into the fire, that will happen to you clearly. It will by all means happen. If you joke with what I'm saying for 1 second, it will happen to you. You will not believe it is happening. You say, it is happening.
Zino, ravesani changa changa, nange kulengeyo. Ndo dapano unipawoni, urikanonsa remburo wa techisa shinda kubuta zoni. Utofa waroba sasweta munawi obofuma.
Now, I can understand why God sent his son to save us. Because you see, he can see the fire. You can see the fire. But he can see the fire. He can see hell. And he knows where we are all going. God did not send Jesus to make us millionaires. God sent Jesus to save us from our sins. God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. This is why God sent Jesus. Listen to me tonight. This is why God sent Jesus. And tonight, I see a mighty angel standing over here, ready to write your name in the book of life, ready to register you in the book of life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many are ready to be registered in the book of life? Don't forget what I'm telling you. If you want mercy, you have to get mercy now. You want to go to heaven? There is a road from Bait Bridge direct to heaven. There is a road from Bait Bridge direct to hell. But there is no road from hell to heaven or heaven to hell. You cannot cross. So if you go in straight, that is it. You can't cross over. No transfer. No transfer. No transfer. No transfer. Once you are in, there is no transfer. The rich man asked for transfer. Abraham said, no way. That is why I preach all the time to people. You need Jesus. You need Jesus. One day I told a man, you need Jesus. He was so angry with me. He shouted at me. Stupid man. You fool. You fool. But a few months later, he was sick. And he was calling me. Come. Can you call
me?
As he lay dying, his eyes opened just before he died. He told somebody who was standing by him, look, they are coming for me. They are coming. You saw those demons? They know those who belong to the Lord. They know when your name is there. You see, the Bible says, when I see the blood, I will pass over. When the demons see the blood of Jesus over you, they say, I'll pass over this one. But when they don't see the blood, then they come to your house. And they come for you. Yes.
Yes.
Tonight, look at my handle. God sent me. Look, there is a man here. You are a wicked man. You are doing evil. God sent me to warn you. You are going to die soon. If you don't repent now, what happened to the rich man is going to happen to you. There are people here, criminals, thieves, liars, wicked people. I tell you, if you joke with what I'm saying, very soon you see yourself going down into a lift. Down.
Jesus has two
sides. Tell your friend, Jesus has two sides. He's your savior. And one day, he will be your judge. Are you ready to meet Jesus? Stand to your feet, everybody. I want to pray. I want to pray with you. Close your eyes. Say this prayer with me. If you want, listen, everybody, listen, or don't talk to any. This is the holy moment. Don't talk with your friend. This is not a time to fool. What is at stake is your soul. As every head is bowed. If you want Jesus to wash away your sins with his blood, and you want your name to be in the book of life tonight, if you want to turn away from your sins, come to Jesus, then lift up your right hand like this, and I'm going to pray with you. If you don't need Jesus, you don't need to raise your hand. But if you want Jesus, tonight, do not walk around, please. Do not talk to anybody. And say this prayer with me. Say, Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. Oh God. I am a sinner. A very bad sinner. Please have mercy on me. Oh God. I'm sorry. For my sins. Come into my heart. Forgive me. Wash me. With the blood of Jesus. Tonight. I open my heart. Say, I open my heart. I receive Jesus. As my Savior. Thank you, God. For saving me. Today. Lord Jesus. Thank you. For dying. For me. Jesus. Thank you. For dying. For me. Tonight. I surrender. My life. To you. I surrender. My life. To you. Lord Jesus. I surrender. My heart. To you. Please write my name. In the book of life.
My name is Lamech.
Please write this name. In the book of life. Tonight. Say tonight, Jesus, I give you my heart. I give you my soul. Thank you, Lord. For saving me. Today. Lift your hand. Say, Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For your blessing. Your salvation. You are saving me today.
You are saving me.
Tonight.
I love you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now point your finger like this and say after me, Satan. In the name of Jesus.
I rebuke you.
I refuse you.
I refuse
Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I will not obey you.
I will not obey you.
Again.
Again.
From tonight.
From tonight.
I belong to Jesus Christ.
I belong to Jesus Christ.
Satan.
Satan.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I will not follow you again.
I will not follow you
I will
again.
Not follow you again.
I will not follow you again.
From tonight.
From tonight.
I am a child of God.
I am a child of God.
Lift your right, your two hands like this. Say, I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I thank you.
I thank you.
For what you have done for me.
For what you have done for me.
Now listen, look at me, everyone. I want everybody to make a promise, a covenant. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all other things will be added to you. Tonight, put your hand on your heart and promise Jesus. From today, I'm going to seek you first. I'm going to follow you first. And I believe all other things will be added. Make this promise with God. You and God right now. Pray for 1 minute. Pray to the Lord. Lord, I'm going to seek you first as my God, my Savior. And I believe and trust you. All other things shall be added unto me. Yes. 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 Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Lift your hands now. Say after me, Jesus, I love you. I love you so much.
I love you so much.
I will show you that I love you.
I will show you that I love
you. I will serve you.
I will serve
you. I will follow you.
I will follow you.
For the rest of my life.
For the rest of my life.
Say Jesus.
Say Jesus.
You can depend on me.
You can depend on me.
You can depend on me.
You can depend on
me. I will be your servant.
I will be your servant.
I will follow you.
I will follow you.
Lift your hand and wave your hand to Jesus. Wave your hands to Jesus. Wave your hands to Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Pastor, it's your turn.
Hallelujah.
Give the Lord a mighty shout of hallelujah tonight.
Hallelujah. So, Ribeta Tabiru, you might quit to Anga, Mvangelinga Tivenda Rote, Nichitevela Murahanga, Rote Ritakura Zonda Zawula, Rijeso Christu, Rikotenda Rufai Filanu, Rikotenda Jesu Kristu ni mwana wa mudzimu. Nofa chifambano nichifera zvivi zvacho. Zvino Jesu Kristu ndikotenda ndoni chinyera. Ndoni chinyera vuchiro nivanga. Jesu Kristu. Nkangoloni mirandu yanga. Jesu Kristu. Ndovhura mbilu yanga. Jenani mbiluni yanga. Nive muchizi, nive murena, wa vuchiro vanga. Ndikotenda Jesu Kristu, nomwala dzina langa, kabugu ya vuchiro. Iwe Satan, ndikoulamba matekona ano, ndingasi cha ushumera, ndingasi cha utelera, ndikouhana, uve muchoni vanga, ndikousema, ndiko ukaiza, ndiko fambana na iwe, zvachote, nga dzina la Jesu Kristo. Jesu Kristo, ndiko tenda, nga uchiza, vuchiro vanga. Ubanamusi, ndono vangwana wanu, ndono chiziwa, ndivo nichirera, ndivo nichirera, ndivo nichirera, nga dzina la Jesu Kristo. Amen.
Amen and amen.
Hallelujah. Clap your hands for Jesus. From tonight, you must go to church every Sunday.
Sunday when naiwe iyakerekei.
You cannot be a part of this campaign having received Jesus and you still don't go to church.
Amen.
The evangelist has led us to pledge that we are going to seek first the kingdom. You need to go to church. And our pastors are on the stage. There are many good churches here in Bybridge. Counselors, remember that after the evangelist prays for the sick, you can write the names of the converts and follow them up later. God bless you.
It's time for miracles. It's time for miracles. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want everybody to stand for a moment if you are sitting. And tonight is our last night. Jesus is also a healing Jesus. And he is healing you today. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lift your hands right now. And ask God whatever miracle you desire in your life today. Physical healing, financial, emotional, sociological, psychological, any area. The Bible says Jesus, when the even was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, himself took our infirmities and bore our diseases. Tonight, that prophecy is fulfilled. The even has come, and Jesus is here again to heal your diseases and to cast out all devils from your life. Wherever your sickness is, whatever problem you have, put your hand there right now. I want to pray for you. If it is your eye, put your hand on your eye. If it is your knees, put your hand on your knees. He's a healing Jesus. He's healing you today. He's setting you free from pain. Pain! I rebuke you now in Jesus' name. Devils!
Satan!
I command you, come out! Come out of the people! Demons of sickness! Free our frightening devils in the name of Jesus. Frightening the people, harassing the people, making the people sin, making the people sick. I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Come on, come on. By the blood of Jesus, you are set free tonight. Every pain is going. Every cancer is going. Every disease is going. By the name of Jesus, receive your healing right now. Receive your healing. Your chest is being healed. Your bones are being healed. Your life is being healed. By the power of Jesus. Receive it now. Receive it now. Wherever you are. Now lift your hand and thank him. Lift your hand and thank God. Beautiful. Beautiful. Jesus. Jesus.
Jesus.
Anybody who is screaming, falling down, bring them to me in the frontier. Wherever they are. Jesus is healing right now. He's the Lord that healeth us tonight. His power is here today. Receive your miracle. Receive your miracle. Receive your miracle. Receive it now. Something is happening. Something is happening. Ears are open. Deaf ears are open now. Receive it. Receive it now. Power. It's flowing in this place. Power is flowing in this place. Power is flowing in this place. Receive your healing. You could not walk. Begin to walk in the name of Jesus. Begin to walk in the name of Jesus. You could not see. Open your eyes right now. Open your eyes. Something is happening. Power of the Holy Ghost is flowing right now. You are the Lord.
You are the Lord.
You are the Lord. Right now, check yourself. Wherever you are, whatever problem you had, if you couldn't see, open your eyes right now. You couldn't hear, check your ears. Whatever the problem, I may not have mentioned that problem. Check yourself. And you see that something has happened. Father, thank you for your power. Thank you for your power. Every eye closed for a moment. If God has touched you tonight, you sense the power of God and you know that something has happened. Not that you are believing that it will happen in the future. Right now, you can see that something has happened. Check yourself. If God has touched you tonight, then lift up your right hand like this. Now, if God has touched you, God has done something for you, I need you to come to the front here quickly. You could not walk, but now you can walk. Come to the front quickly. If God has touched you, quickly come. Come. Maybe you had a pain. You had a problem. And you can see God has done something for you. Lift your hand and come quickly to the front. I want to pray for you and take your testimony. I want to pray for you and take your testimony. Wherever you are, God has touched you. Come to the front. Come. You were healed in the morning. You were healed yesterday. You haven't been able to testify. Come. Right now. Quickly, quickly. Been healed in the breast. A lump has just disappeared. Come quickly. I want to pray with you again. If you are healed, come. I'm going to pray for everybody quickly. Come. The offering buckets. Everybody listen carefully. Up here, up here. Normally I don't do this, but I feel that I should do this. How many believe that the prayer that we prayed for you, for finances, Jesus is going to touch your finances? I want to do this as a special offering that I believe is going to be a blessing. Tomorrow, the crusade Healing Jesus is driving to Gwanda, about 200 kilometers. And I want you to buy petrol, fuel, for the cars. So many trucks. And as you make the convoy move, God will make your life also move forward. So, if God touches your heart today, I know He has already taken the offering, but I want to do this as a special blessing for you. If God touches your heart, we prefer you don't give us money. If you can buy the petrol, we don't even want the money. We like fuel to fill all the tanks. We have so many cars, and God will make your life move forward as you plant a seed to make Healing Jesus Crusade move forward to Gwanda and to many more cities in Zimbabwe. For tomorrow, amen, it will be a blessing to you. So if God touches your heart, come to the front whilst we are just about to take the testimonies and put them in the bucket right here. You'll see it here. God will touch your life financially. How many know that things are not easy in Zimbabwe? But as you sow your seed, it is going to change in your life. There is no prosperity without giving. Amen.
Amen.
Lift your offering. Father, touch everyone whose life to give. Let their lives move forward in a special way. God will bless you and God bless you. If you want to do that, you can walk forward at any time and put it in here.
Ridena chelede dzashu dzafuel va Healing Jesus Crusade va kuya gwana machere 200 kilometers rikonyaka chelede ya mapfura rote richimire ridena offering yavo rine unga kwanisa uri nga fuel ndiwe unga dana chelede ndiwe so ari chimere tidangeno panda ridena chelede uri ma truck a ota urena dzigoro dzino kuya gwanda dziwane mapfura ridere tengeno panda.
If you have the petrol station owner is your friend, you can say, give them 10 gallons, give them 5 gallons. We prefer petrol to money.
Amen.
Evangelist, many miracles tonight. This lady had a car accident. She was hit by a car in October, just last month. And this is how she has been walking. She suffered injuries in her waist.
Wow.
And this is how she has been walking. Walk, show us.
Look at this.
From waist pain and injuries, this is how she has been walking. Tonight, when you prayed, she put her hand on her waist. The power of God touched her. She's walking. She's walking normally.
Wow. What a miracle. Come on, my dear. Come on. What a blessing.
What a miracle.
I want you to give Jesus a mighty shout.
Everybody shout Jesus. Come on and 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 shout Jesus. Everybody shout Jesus. Come on and shout Jesus. Give Jesus a shout.
What do you have to say, my dear?
I want to thank the Lord. I want to thank the Lord because He has saved me.
What a blessing. What a blessing. Come on, my dear. Come this way.
Wahambanati. Oh, Wahambanati. Oh, Wahambanati.
Give Jesus a mighty clap offering for what He has done tonight.
Wahambanati.
Go back. Go back. People are coming. They will finish giving their offering and you can come to the front. If you want to give the offering, it is now here. You have to come now, quickly.
Evangelist, on 4th of September last year, he had an accident. He had to do surgery. Can see the wound, the scars is here. Couldn't walk with others. After the prayer, evangelist.
How was he walking before? Before. And now? Wait. You were doing what?
Like.
Okay.
But now.
Now.
Fantastic.
Look at him walking. Jesus.
Now I believe.
Now you believe.
Now he believes.
But you were not believing before.
Yes.
I used to doubt. You used to doubt. So today, did you give your life to Jesus?
Yes. With all my heart.
With all your heart. With
all your heart.
Are you going to serve the Lord from now?
Yes.
What are you going to do for Jesus?
I will start to learn to pray.
Start to learn how to pray. Oh, what a blessing.
What a beautiful.
Father, thank you for your power and your blessing. Touch his life. Raise him up as a pastor, Lord,
yes,
I pray in
Father.
Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
This man is going to be a minister of the gospel one day. Doctor, what is this?
She is so excited. Tell us.
Man of God, I can't even believe what is happening to me. Since 2007, I had rheumatoid arthritis in my knee, this one. And on this finger was always painful. I could not move it like this.
Wow.
This knee, even when I'm climbing steps, it could only follow this one. I could not dance from this side. All my dances were now concentrated on one side.
Wow.
But today, I am free. I could stand on this leg like this. Something which I haven't done in a long, 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 long time. Hallelujah.
Everything is double, double.
Vivaldi, come. This lady is dancing better than you. Let's see who can dance better. We are going to have a dancing competition between Ghana and Zimbabwe.
What a miracle. What a miracle.
Wow, what a blessing. Wow, Jesus, thank you. Olivia, what
is this? Evangelist, we have a beautiful testimony.
This woman lost power in her body, in her arms, in her legs for 4 years. This is the daughter. They had to do everything for her. Evangelist, she's not washed for 4 years. Yesterday she came for the campaign. She received a healing. This morning she woke up, she washed her clothes, she ironed her clothes. Something she's not done for 4 years.
4 years.
Yes, Evangelist.
Is it true?
Yes.
What happened? Wow. And are you healed today?
Yes.
Wow. This lady has been touched by the power. How old are you, Mama? How old are you?
4 years.
57.
57. Wow. Thank you, Lord, for your power, healing in Jesus' name. Amen. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Doctor, what is this?
Evangelist, this girl is called Cinderella.
Cinderella?
Cinderella.
Are you really Cinderella?
Yes.
Wow.
And God has healed her eyes tonight.
Cinderella, tell us what happened.
I was at home on 2014. And I couldn't see nicely, even too far. But now I can see.
What else do you want to hear? She says she couldn't see nicely and she couldn't see too far. 2014. Can you see me now?
Yes.
What happened?
I didn't know.
You don't know what happened?
Yes.
When did you start seeing clearly? Tonight?
Yes.
Wow. Can you see me now?
Yes.
But you couldn't see me like that before?
No.
So what do I look like?
You are light in complexion.
Light in complexion. Wow, what a blessing.
Everybody shout wow. Come on and shout wow.
We are in Baybridge in Zimbabwe. And this, you will not believe, is Cinderella herself. I have read about Cinderella, but I didn't know I would meet her in Zimbabwe. Cinderella, give me a smile. And Cinderella could not see clearly since 2014. She couldn't read from the board. Is it true?
Yes.
What couldn't you see on the board?
I couldn't see what the teacher was writing on the board.
She could not see what the teacher was writing on the board. And tonight God touched her eyes. And now she can see clearly. Why don't you give Jesus a mighty clap offering? All of you watching by television who don't know Cinderella, I know Cinderella now. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout of praise. This is Cinderella and she's healed tonight.
Everybody shout Jesus. Come on and shout Jesus. Baby shout Jesus. Come on and shout Jesus. Come on and shout Jesus. Come on and shout Jesus.
Olivia, what is happening?
Evangelist, for 7 months, she had a shoulder pain so bad affected half of this side. She could not lift this.
Somebody could not see, but you can see now.
Yeah.
Who is that? There's somebody who could not see, but can see.
Tonight, the power of God touched her. Move the hand. She's not done this for 7 months.
Let her tell us.
Or mwea mketa riko wele la zinu. Ndo pauluri, ndo rindo chifara sofi farani hapa shada. Yu hapa unoko baba honi. Nda fara shada langa. Nda pauluri, uko chimbira chingwe chitwa, tungo fesa urundimini. Marandari, mudzimu.
Is it gone?
Uza, nga zilala yeso.
Wow.
Ndo rindo chifwe zafo, nda tuwa nda yanduni. Atango dange no chifi, namrani denipe utanzi. Nendare haichiko di baba bichana. Nda tuwa nduni. Ndo rindo chifwe nduni.
Tonight, is it healed? Thank you, Jesus. Wow.
She's very happy.
Give a mighty clap offering. She's so happy.
Jesus, a healing Jesus.
Doctor, what has happened to this lady?
The Lord has healed mommy's eyes tonight.
Mommy's eyes.
Eyes healed.
Let her tell us, Mama, what happened to your eyes?
And do you understand what is wrong? Matuanga ana buti so. Dichivona son sokovona
microphone.
Muntu so ndisa mubone zvabuti ana buti. Mara zvezvino ndikomuona uri mufunzi uyu ndi muchena. Vala ndi mabuleki.
Buleki is what? What is buleki?
Black in color.
Who is black?
He says, now I can see that you are white, I can see.
Can
that
you see
black.
Me?
Hey.
What do I look like?
The
white.
Whitey. Whitey.
Whitey. Whitey.
She can see her eyes have opened tonight. Why don't you give Jesus a mighty clap offering? God touch her eyes. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Fast.
Evangelist, she could hardly breathe. She had a breathing problem.
Is it gone?
It's gone. She had a vision yesterday when she slept from here. She saw Jesus. Jesus came into the room and said, now you can lift things. And she said, he said to her, lift this. And she could lift. After that, now she can breathe without any problem.
Can you breathe normally?
Hallelujah. Uva 2000 usvika zvino mara utoma upfa maifya Jesu muroba hapa ndopa zviti kotoma usumbedza kuti kana nianga huko chinja ndari ndichituwa mudini ropelekedzwa nga basi mara ndichisvika hayari atingo awela ndirani na vuti ndichiedzera atingo vanda vhuwana.
Is she healed tonight?
Yes, she's healed.
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Strength. Let's go.
God has healed this man's leg, his knee.
Healed tonight. Knee is healed tonight. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus. Let them come. Let them come.
Let them come. Let them come. Let them come.
Growth where?
Growth here.
Let her tell us. Speak. Pastor.
Okay. And nakazvimba zvimba pa ikonoish pa 2 months. Paga tanga papa padik. So panga pashiramba pashwedzera every day. So tina nda kuneteka kurara ne this side. Pese ne uku kushirwadza. Even ichifamba nda kufamba ndakaita so. Saka nezuro after prayer ndasvika kumba. Ndakasvika ndikakangana kuti garazi ye side rinorwadza. Ndokusvika ndokurara. Pandati pepu kuma 3 a.m. ndabva ndafunduka kuti ah ndaiuza side but panga pasina pain.
Wow. Give the Lord a mighty clap offering. Hallelujah.
Let us align the narrow street.
Receive your touch tonight.
To see this receive man from Galilee.
Thank you, Lord, for your power tonight.
Just a carpenter, some say.
Jesus.
Receive your touch in the name of Jesus.
Astray.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Yet many need.
Two lines. Two lines, fast and slow.
Oh, and in his eyes, it seems that
power.
Thank you, Jesus.
That sees
yes.
The heart of all men.
Be healed in Jesus' name. Be healed.
Thank you, Lord.
For he knows his Father's mind.
Thank you, Jesus.
He speaks his Father's word.
Thank you, Jesus.
And he comes in the name of the
receive
Lord.
Jesus.
There is
Jesus.
And when my plans are falling through.
Yes, yes, yes.
And when
Jesus.
My strength is held in.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
And when there's nothing left to do.
Jesus.
I just depend on you.
We just depend on you, Lord.
And the power.
Jesus,
your
thank you.
Strength
thank you.
We have to show. We can know the Master's plan. We can accept the Master's hand.
Receive your healing.
Yes.
When we come
receive
in the name
healing.
Of the Lord, there is strength
in the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Blessed is he
who thank you, Jesus.
Receive your healing.
In the name
thank you, Jesus.
Of the Lord.
Receive your
oh,
healing.
Oh, yes.
Bless the name of the Lord. There is strength.
Thank you, Lord, in the name of
Jesus. In the name of the Lord.
Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Power.
Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh yes, oh yes.
To see
thank you.
This man
receive
from Galilee.
Oh,
just a cast of the
receive your healing.
And
Jesus.
Who's astray.
Receive your healing.
Thank you, Lord.
Yet many
receive your touch.
Thank you.
To give him praise.
Now, everybody lift your hand. I want to pray for everyone in Baybridge. Everybody lift your hand, please. Let me pray. Everybody stand up. I want to pray the last prayer. Father, let there be showers of blessing on Baybridge. Open the doors of salvation. Financial. Healing
yes.
And in every way. Let Baybridge have a light shining in Baybridge. That will not go out. Bring jobs. Take away criminals. Take away wickedness. In Jesus' name. Let healing and blessing be permanent in this city
yes.
From today in Jesus' name. Let many say that Baybridge is a good city. It's a blessed place to be. Anyone who comes to Baybridge will be blessed.
Yes.
All those who visit Baybridge will be blessed. There shall not be evil creatures here any longer.
Jesus.
But the presence of God shall be found here. I pray, Lord Jesus, let your blessing and your light shine upon this city from today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you and God bless Baybridge.